Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
People always ask me, Brendan, how do you know if someone's going to succeed? You know, are there like components to achievement that you're looking for? How do you know if one of your clients or those that you lead or even yourself, if you're gonna do a good job, if there's real achievement going to happen and you know if someone's gonna get progress towards something? I mean, what are the building blocks of achievement? Well, I don't think I'm the first person to take a shot at this. I think over a period of time, I mean, this is the entire self-help, personal development, professional development, continuing education market is all about that simple question. What can we do to have more success and achievement in our lives? And I've learned from so many of the greats out there. I'm a product of this industry more than anything else. You know, I'm one of its worst students, but I try really hard, right? So it's like, what is it? What's it take to succeed? Well, I'm not the first person to say it, but you know, the number one first thing we have to achieve anything is desire. We have to want it. Les Brown used to say, you have to be hungry, you know? You have to be hungry to succeed. You have to have a deep desire to move the needle of your life forward. You have to have a desire for a dream, for a mission, for a cause, for something that you believe in that is pulling you forward because you care about it so much. And a lot of people say, well, Brendan, I don't care about anything. I'm like, oh, Is there a worse place to be in life when you just have desire for nothing? I mean, isn't that ultimately where we fall into suffering or depression or loneliness, or we fall into the negative lights of the world, those darker shades of experience of life? And it's not by accident. We all feel like some people who say they don't, I have no desire, Brendan, as if they're a victim. Can you believe it? It's like they act like it's the fault of the world. Well, nobody gave me any desire for anything. No, you know, look, maturity and enlightenment in life demands we decide, who do we want to be in life? What is it we want our life to stand for? What is it we desire to go after? And some people say, well, I just don't know, Brendan. You know, and they say, well, I don't have any vision for my life, Brendan, so I don't have that desire. Well, yeah, well, guess what? You're never going to have any vision for your life unless you go see something. Right? If you've never seen the world, it's hard to have a vision for yourself. You have to get outside of your house, get away from the damn computer, right? Go into the world and say, what's this about? What are people that are doing? To have vision for yourself, sometimes you have to experience a bunch of different things to know what you really care for, to sample different things and say, oh, this is what I like. Oh, that's what I want. You might not always know it. No one wakes up in the morning and knows exactly. Like someday you just wake up in your life and like, oh, this is what I desire of life. Desire is built on experience. Desire is built on exposure to things. So go explore the world, read books, ask people what they do, see what's out there. But we have to have desire. We have to be hungry for achievement and success, not just to have achievement and success, not just for the ends of that experience of money, wealth, status, fame, power, satisfaction, pride. Those things will come. But we have to have the desire for that journey to grow into the type of person who would deserve such a lofty goal, to grow into the persons who would deserve the experience of those things, to really desire that journey, right? I desire the struggle and the challenge and the hardship of life that's gonna make me a better person. I don't shy away from the stormy seas and sit at harbor watching life go by and think, oh boy, you know, hopefully someday I can. No, it's like set sail, man. Have a desire to reach a new destination. If you can't do it for yourself, cultivate desire to serve, desire to give something extraordinary to the people around you, to take care of your family, to reach you and your family up to another level of joy and significance and feeling and just frankly abundance in your life. And it's not about having desire to gain wealth, but maybe that is true. And there's nothing wrong with desire for wealth. People, you know, make that such a bad thing these days. It's no, desire for wealth does not necessarily mean greed. They're two different things. Desire for wealth. I desire the wealth of health. I desire the wealth of meaningful relationships. I desire all the riches of those softer sides of life. You know, love, compassion, kindness, connection, contribution, consciousness. I desire those things. And once you have desire for something, you will work for it, right? Determination will only come if you have desire. You must desire something, you want it, you desire, you're excited about it, you have enthusiasm. I wake up, if you have no enthusiasm, it's because you probably haven't targeted something and said, I'm gonna work towards that thing. I'm gonna work towards not only achieving that thing, but becoming a better person along the way. And I think that's what gives us great desire. I desire to develop greater knowledge, skills, ability, talents in my life, so that not only can I feel that sense of mastery, personal power and mastery, but that sense of contribution. By honing those skills, those knowledge, those tools, those talents, I know I can serve, I can make a better difference. By becoming a better person in my own life, I know I'm a better man for my wife. I know I'm a better man for my family. I'm a better son. I'm a better brother. I am a better leader. I'm a better contributor, I hope, for you. I desire that, so that gets me going. I think the second element of all of achievement is direction. You know, you might have that desire. A lot of people have a big desire, or even a small desire. They say, well, you know, my desire is to lose weight, or to quit smoking, or I desire to learn this skill set over here, or my desire is to build a business over here, or to make money over there. But whatever their desire is, and that ultimate ambition or purpose, goal, mission, whatever you want to call it, I just call it desire for now. You gotta have direction, which is, how do you get there, you know? And a lot of people have a lot of desire, but they won't do the hard work that demands learning. to stretch their competency, you know, to get direction from other people. Say, hey guys, this is what I want to achieve. How? Everybody, this is what I want. Is there a class I can take? Is there a book I can read? Is there a webinar I can attend? Is there a course I can take online? Is there somebody who can mentor me? Is there somebody who's achieved this? I can read their biography. I mean, to chase down how other people have done something, to model others, to mimic their steps and the strategies they followed, to learn from others so that we know the path. You know, in Montana, we have this saying, the time to have the map is before you enter the woods. You know, to a lot of people right now in their life, they feel, quote unquote, lost, restless, frustrated. And often it's because they never got direction at the beginning of the journey. They just wandered into some big field of opportunity, wandered around, and they've been looking around, and now they're struggling, they're upset, they're frustrated, they don't know where to go because they never said, hey, everybody, does anyone have a map for achieving this thing? They just knew what our culture, at least here in North America, often celebrates, which is they had an idea, they had a desire, and they did what? They just, you know, threw stuff at the fan to see if it stuck, as they say, right? They just tried without any knowledge, information, or wisdom gathering. You know, if you have a desire, go out and interview people on how to have that, to achieve that, to accomplish that. Ask lots of questions. Be a student of life. Even experts are always students first. You know, I'm so unbelievably happy with where my career is and what I get to do and how I get to serve people all around the world. I'm asked to come and speak on motivation, high performance, leadership, marketing and business. I mean, all day long, I'm asked to do these things. I'm honored and I'm thrilled by it. I'm seen as it is my career, in my expertise, and in my industry, as one of the leaders of what I do. I appreciate that and I love that. But I always say, I'm just a student, man. Let me share with all these lessons I've learned. Let me share with you. Oh, have you read this book? Have you done this course? Oh, go follow this person over there. I'm always curating all the content in my area, not just so that I know what's going on, but to continually provide me fresh new direction, new ideas, new strategies to continually moving towards my desires. I'm never complete. None of us are. We're always learning. So if you really desire something, you need a map. You need to get direction. And then you need, once you have that direction, you got that third component of all achievement, which is discipline. You're gonna have to work and you're gonna have to be more consistent than you ever imagined possible if you're gonna make your ultimate desires come true. And we all know that, right? But how easy is it not to be disciplined, you know? But it's like I always say, when you knock on the door of opportunity, it is work who answers. You need a high level of discipline each and every single day. You need to set up repeated habits, repeated sort of methods and practices in your life that you do over and over and over again to move you towards your desire. You need to check in on them to make sure that you have the right direction, right? Because if you're disciplined towards the wrong direction, you're really just distracted, which we'll talk about. But we need to make sure that you have a real set of disciplines. People who want to get fit, they have to be disciplined to work out every day or every other day. It's vital for them. It's a real discipline. If you want to mastery any area of your life, you need to work it consistently. If you're just doing it once in a while, not only, you know, do you risk becoming just a dabbler in life, but you absolutely ensure your inability to accomplish mastery and long-term growth and success and achievement in your life. Discipline is required. You don't see any high-level achieving person in any area who doesn't have an extraordinary amount of self-discipline. They are absolutely committed to their habits and practices that positively support them on their path to desires. So sit down tonight, pen and paper. Remember pens? Remember paper? Yeah? So sit down with those and say, okay, what discipline could I set up in my life that I'm gonna do consistently? Every day, I'm gonna study these things. Every day, I'm gonna try these things. Every day, I'm gonna ask these types of questions. Every day, I'm gonna try to be this type of person. Every day, I'm gonna go to the gym. Every day, I'm going to do whatever it is for you. You set it up as a discipline, and you try to meet that every single day. That's where a lot of achievement comes from. You know, a lot of achievement looks easy, and they say, well, you know, they're so lucky. A lot of people watch my videos and send it in all day long. Brendan, you're so good on video. You got so good at this. And I'm like, well, thanks. I'm still working at it. I'm still a student. I'm still trying. But what they don't see is I've tried this so many times. I've done so many videos. I don't have to think. These are unscripted. I don't have a script. I'm not reading a teleprompter. This is literally me sitting in a high chair talking to you. I have a topic in my mind and I just go. I'm able to do that now because I've trained myself with discipline to be able to speak extemporaneously. I started in college when the first time I ever spoke in front of people, I threw up. I was so nervous, literally, on the way over there, I threw up. I was terrified to talk, terrified. But I thought, if I'm gonna make a difference in the world, I'm going to have to learn to become a master communicator. I'm gonna have to be dedicated towards that. So I disciplined myself. It's not easy for me to come into the studio now. I run, you know, huge brands online. I've got multi-million dollar courses and books and programs and speeches and webinars. My business, you know, it demands a lot. It's not easy for me to do these videos anymore, but I love them. And I've disciplined myself. I said, nope, we're gonna do videos. And I clear the schedule, I come in. I can do this now because I've trained myself. I've disciplined to do so many videos. My first, well, many of you will say this video sucks too, but that's okay. Some of you will tell me, I keep getting those hashtag douchebags, but you know, I get a lot of those. But it's the discipline of doing this and making it fun along the way. Discipline is not a negative thing. It's a joyful habit of pursuing your dreams. That's the way I look at discipline. It's just a joyful habit of constantly pursuing my dreams. And that's why I've gotten good at the things that I care about and I desire of life. Same thing as in your personal life. I have discipline to get present for the people who are around me. I discipline, as soon as I see someone's eyes, I remind myself, be present, Brendan. It's a constant challenge and discipline for me to remind myself to be present, to be engaged, to be connected, to be interested in other people, to learn from them, to respect them, to love them. It's a discipline. It makes you a good human being to have good discipline, even in that realm of human relationships. And you have to have those. The last piece, and it does require a lot of discipline too, the last component I would say that are critical to be able to predict if you will succeed, if other people will succeed, it's so simple. It is absolutely powerful that you must have distraction radar. You must be fantastic about managing distraction. Because everything's gonna get in your way, but you got this desire, everything will conspire often to get in your way. Other people will give you their agenda and their emergencies and their needs. The world will throw up this emergency, this challenge, this problem. The world will toss in front of you 50 new blue links, 300 new emails, 1,000 new posts to read. There's so much that you could be consumed by. Your job is to have that desire. Your job is to have direction of how to get there. Your job is to have discipline in working towards it. And so much of commitment today means minimizing and removing distraction. Get rid of it. You don't need to watch all those television shows. You really don't. Miss just two or three or four of them. You're not gonna wake up one day and go, you know, you're not gonna freak out. It's not gonna be a horrible withdrawal. Stop watching so much television if you do. If you do. But most of us are distracted 3, 4, 5 hours a day. Really. I mean, the average American watches 4 hours of television a day. 4 hours of television a day over the course of the average adult American life span, that's somewhere around 13 years of their life, 24/7 in front of a television. You think about that. They lost over a decade of their life. I mean, at an average salary, they've lost near $1 million of potential earning power. But even if it's not about money, I mean, think about the reality that they lost 13 years of life, of exploring new places, of learning new languages and talents and skills, of giving, of creating, of being with their loved ones, of mentoring their children. They, for what? For 4 hours of distraction to television? And maybe, you know, television isn't your drug, but for a lot of people, their drug, it's you know, it's the computer. It's, I call it browser blackout. They start watching this thing, and they watch that thing, they watch that thing, they watch that thing. And I know it's dangerous me telling you this because maybe this is your distraction for the day. I get it, but I hope that if you're watching me, it becomes a purposeful habit to grow your mind, to refire your motivation, to keep yourself on path in life. Choose to watch me. Don't just like randomly bump into me. Even if you randomly bump into me today, you get this choice. Do I subscribe? Do I not? I hope you do, but if you don't, no sweat. I want you to stay disciplined on your path of learning And I want not to be a distraction, but to be somebody who's empowering people with better direction, to refire their desire, to re-aim who they are and what they're about. So you have to choose. You have to consume the right things that are going to support you on your path to success. If you'll do that, untold, you get a decade of your life back. A decade. Just removing 4 hours of distraction. How do you do that? You wake up in the morning and say, what do I desire? Today, what is my direction? What am I going to do? Today, how am I going to be disciplined? Today, what distractions can I remove from my life? And that's when you start feeling like you're getting progress in life, you know? That's when you start feeling like, wow, I'm knocking off these steps to get towards my ideal. That's when you start to feel like you're really moving forward in life. Life becomes more energized and engaged. You're more enthusiastic for tomorrow because you know you control your destiny. You know what you're after. And internally, you feel such a magnificent spark and fire each and every single day. That's how we experience the charged life.
Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places
and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.